Well, I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome back to programming for Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 plus years. We're here this morning talking a little bit about some fun stuff, but we're about ready to move the topic into the homeowner-related industry and field. We've put together a list of homey resolutions. Homey resolutions. Rosie's homey resolutions for 2017.
Well, when you read about resolutions,
yes,
there are several tricks to making resolutions stick. And one of them is to be specific. So we've done that for you. We've made them very specific. This is an attempt to help you keep your home in good repair for the year. And so we're going to help you be specific. And then the other thing is to schedule it. And we've scheduled it out by month for you. And then the last thing is to be kind of forgiving of yourself. So if which I need a lot. So if you slip, you fall behind, you can just catch up. So we've made that really easy for you.
Okay. Well, the resolution list can be found at rosieonthehouse.com. We'll actually be including it next week, I believe, in our email newsletter, which goes out to tens of thousands of homeowners all across the state of Arizona. If you'd like to get that newsletter, just go to rosieonthehouse.com and go under subscription and sign up for it. We'd love to reach into your home every single week.
That gives you our weekly article every single week, so it's a good way to get it ahead of time. It comes out on Thursdays.
Let you know what we're going to be covering on the program that particular Saturday, so gives you an opportunity to get a head start and get prepared and get ready for the topic at hand. So for the New Year's resolutions, January, get off to a double-A start. February, it's a month to fertilize and fight weeds. March,
toss the trash and wash windows.
April,
tune up for summer.
May, clean the barbecue, prepare for the heat. June.
I'm sorry. We're still flipping pages here. Monsoon season starts June 15th, so lots to do to get ready for that.
July, declare war on bugs that bite. August, are you ready to eat more veggies? September,
time to plant.
October,
spiff up that fireplace.
November,
prepare for the holidays.
Oh, already?
I'm tired already.
Seriously?
Yeah. And December is get ready for the frost.
Get ready for the frost out there. December and January can tend to be, of course, our coldest months for sure all across the state of Arizona. We got a pretty easy this December, that's for sure. Late winter hitting us. This nice little storm is going to be nice. I understand we're getting hit by another storm tonight. There's like an 80% chance of rain to start at like 3 o'clock Sunday morning.
Is it snowing up north?
I don't know what the snow level is. Maybe we could get someone to text us or phone us and let us know. What snow level? The last little storm that moved through a couple weeks ago, I think, got down as low as 3,000.
It feels a lot warmer today, though. Like a warm rain.
Zeta's house at Cave Creek got snow, so that's got to be high 2,000s, low 3,000s.
You could see snow on the hieroglyphics capped on the top for just a little... a little while. But yeah, that's a nice way to start the 2017 with some moisture. Had a fairly, I don't know what the average rainfall was, but it was a very strange year for rain as it relates to the time and the average fall. It was off normal, but I'm not complaining at all. Our almost 2 weeks now, I think our sprinkler system's been off.
Santa Claus finally, after years of hints, finally got me what I wanted. I've wanted one of these for 10 years, Romy, and I've dropped hints everywhere, and he got it.
Finally figured it out.
He brought me my own weather station.
Okay.
I can tell any 1 minute if there's a 3-mile-an-hour breeze coming out of any direction of the compass.
And Romy, at this point now, I can too. hey, guess what? 2 miles an hour out of the north. Thanks, Rosie. That's riveting. Hey, guess what?
Well, it's measuring rain today.
Yes, it is.
I'll know as soon as I get home. I won't have to guess anymore. I usually use the dog's dish. You know, mm-hmm. Oh, it looks like that's about a half inch.
It's probably pretty close anyway.
Probably. We'll find out.
And so is there something with this weather station you plan to...
Just enjoy it. I stare at the screen.
I think it's an older man's hobby. I don't know.
I wait for it to go from 2 miles an hour out of the northwest to 3 miles an hour out of the north-northwest.
Okay. Cool.
Maybe his life has slowed down more than he thinks.
So my New Year's resolution is to always know every minute of what's going on outside my house without even opening the door.
All right. Well, you got your weather station now to do it.
I got my weather station now to do it. Let's talk about the January resolution about getting off to a double A start. On New Year's Day, tomorrow, why don't you take the time to get over to Batteries Plus and pick up whatever batteries you need to replace every battery you've got in your house. Let's just get it done this year and replace them as best you can with 10-year lithium batteries. And then we'll just mark it on the calendar to do this again in 8 years, okay? It's so easy that way.
I'm throwing you a curveball a little bit. I had an email this week from a couple elderly. They live in a home with those vaulted ceilings.
Uh-huh.
And their fire smoke detectors are up high.
Way up there.
So what do they do? You have to hire somebody to come in and do that for you?
They do. You know, there was a time in the good old days where the fire department would actually show up and replace those hard, high-to-reach smoke detector batteries for you. But I think that just got to be too big a job for them. They're more engaged in, once the fire starts, how do we save lives and save property? So they're leaving it up to us to keep the batteries fresh.
When they started that, homes were still being built with an 8-foot ceiling. And there was one in every 200 had something 10 feet or higher. Now that's the standard.
You didn't have to back the ladder truck into the front door. You know?
Well, now that with the aging population, there's probably a lot more elderly wanting help with that.
Okay. Well, there's another service Rosie on the House Remodeling can start offering people, I guess. Replace the batteries in your smoke detectors. But what we'd like you to do, you've got carbon monoxide detectors, you've got smoke detectors, of course, that are connected, if your home's fairly new, to the main wiring of your house, but then they have the batteries in them for power outages and assured 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year coverage for your home. So let's get in there and replace all of those batteries. It really is fairly simple to do. A lot of them take the 9-volt little square battery. It can be kind of tricky because they're spring-loaded, and you got to spring-load it into the clip, and then you got to press the battery into the seat of its receivers. But it's easy to do.
Got to do it. Not an option.
And then many of you that have wireless home security systems also need to replace the batteries on all those receiving units on your doors and your windows. I was just at Batteries Plus on Friday picking up a 12-pack of those little CR123 batteries that we're going to go around and replace all the batteries in the security system. So that's just a great gut check on when to do it and for how long to do it. If you commit to hang with us in the Rosie on the House fan club, we'll remind you again in 8 years. We'll remind you in 2024. Actually, it'll be 2025. 8 years from tomorrow.
That'll be our year what of broadcasting, 37 or something?
Oh. Romy will be reminding you. Change
and at that point,
those batteries.
Batteries will be lasting 17, 18 years.
They'll be lifetime batteries, right? Lifetime batteries. I'll be anxious to see those.
We'll have such smart houses that you won't even need to think about it.
There'll be rechargeable batteries through Wi-Fi or something.
There you go.
Well, I mean, you tune up a Tesla by signing up in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they tune a Tesla up while you're asleep at night while it's parked in your garage. Now, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But a close friend of mine in the Washington, D.C. area called me one morning. He says, Rosie, you know, I got a notice on my phone this morning that they tuned up and checked my Tesla in my garage last night from the cloud. He said, I have the option to upgrade to extreme package. I can go from 0 to 60 in another half a second faster, from 3.3 to 2.9.
You may not go visit him.
No.
For how much?
No,
Is it a free upgrade?
I don't know that either. Those cars are well above my pay grade. So February, we'll be moving into February. January, of course, is that month to get off to a AA start, get those batteries checked in every one of your components throughout the house. It's a good time to change your filters in your air conditioning system and get in the habit of changing those every month. Now, we get in disagreements, and conversations with mechanical contractors who tell us, Rosie, every homeowner doesn't need to replace the filter every month. For those of you that are snowbirds, of course, you don't need to replace 12 filters a year, right? Got it? Okay. Those of you with a lot of allergies that keep the houses closed up, you don't open windows when the weather's nice outside, you don't have pets, you're a very tidy housekeeper. You know, your filters may only need to be changed every 60 days, every 90 days. But generally speaking, for the limited investment of $4 to $6 a month, we're keeping our recommendation at replace your filter every month you're living in the house and use a 1-inch paper pleated filter. There are certain exceptions to that. You can find that information at rosieonthehouse.com. But we feel like that's the recommendation that most generally covers everyone successfully. So February, you know, February, Romy, you know, as being the farmer in the family, February is that month we wait for the winter rains a lot of times. And it's an excellent time to fertilize and let the natural rain get the fertilizer into the soil. It's my favorite month to pre-treat.
We pre-emerge it?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that is one of the citrus times, and maybe that's why. But a lot of it had to do with sometimes the frost. The average last frost was closer into March, but that's pretty rare.
Yep, for Maricopa County.
I'm sorry, not the average, but it's like March 15th or something. Past that, we've never had a below frost date, but it's mid-February that it's done, so they'll put the fertilizer down for citrus, helping it get ready for the growth coming in the spring.
If you want to buy yourself a whole bunch of free time coming up in March and April and May and June, get down the pre-emergent weed control in February ahead of one of the forecasted rains. It's absolutely the perfect way to buy free weekends all spring long, because you're not out there hula hoeing all the little weeds that are popping up. So February is that perfect month to fertilize and fight weeds with the pre-emergent. So that's January and February. We've got the rest of the year to go with the Rosie's Homey Resolutions for 2017 right here at Rosie on the House. We'll continue this topic as soon as we get back. Don't go anywhere.